Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Nunnally. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting seventh. The DH, Keith Lockhart. Batting eighth. The second baseman, David Howard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brent Main. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jason Jarcombe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive beyond short. Grebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner strikes out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Nunnally reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Nunnally moves to third. Keith Lockhart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Durham applying the tag. Nunnally scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jarcombe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jarcombe. Snopek moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maine hits a line drive towards short. Grebeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck hits a line drive beyond second. Howard can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nunnally is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nunnally hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lockhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhart hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Mouton hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snopek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. One out. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maine is 0 for 1 in the game. Maine hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grybek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grybek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karkovice scores. Grybek moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Joyner strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. John Nunnally batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nunnally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mudin is 0 for 2 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mouton moves to third. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Mouton scores. Devereaux moves to third. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Snopek. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Snopek steals second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grybek is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lockhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Devereaux who is chasing the ball. Howard reaches third base with a triple. Lockhart goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Maine is 0 for 2 in the game. Maine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Matt Karchner now pitching. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Karchner catches it and throws to first to double up Maine. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mouton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Mouton reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez pinch runs for Lyle Mouton. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Martinez. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Martinez steals third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snopek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nunnally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nunnally hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Howard throws to second for 1, and Gagne throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-4 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maine hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.